My name is Priscilla Suchek. I'm a professor at New York University at the Institute of Fine Arts, and I teach the history of Islamic art.
She's talking about the Quran as a physical object, like the splendid examples we have throughout these galleries.
For the daily prayers, people select a certain number of parts of the Quran, which they repeat from memory, so they don't need to physically have a book with them. And so it's different in that respect than some other religions where the book has to be present for the liturgy to really be carried out. So you can see from the dates of some of these manuscripts, we have things from the 10th century, we have things from the 14th century, and you look at them and they're in excellent condition, and you can see that they have not physically been used frequently, or they would not look like that.
Now you can listen to Imam Shamsi Ali recite from the Quran as you move around the gallery.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين.